KBQ. This is KU4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yep, that's. I'm glad you added that bit in there. And I forgot that you played guitar. Do you still? I guess I got one more question. Do you still play? And if you do, what's your favorite guitar, or what was the your favorite guitar that you've owned? Let's. I assume you did acoustic and electric, give you a second to picture that, because I play guitar too. I've been out of the game for a while due to a hand injury, but I'm getting back into it. But I've been playing for, I don't know, 40 years, something like that. But what's your favorite guitar?
Long path. I'll have to start with when I was 14. And it was an electric guitar. My parents didn't know anything about guitars. I wouldn't know the name of it. I'd think it was a no-name, solid body cutaway. Close in image to a Stratocaster, okay? And along with that came, you know, a little box amplifier, and I played that until my brother, as he did with most everything that was mine. I had a brother that was 3 years younger, and he was a hellion. I'll say that one more time. He was a hellion. Bicycles, that guitar. We didn't have enough rooms in our house that my brother and I could have separate bedrooms. So we shared, you know, when we were growing up, we shared bedrooms. A bedroom, I'm sorry. And I put a padlock on the closet door and put my stuff in there and kept it under lock and key. And that's the only reason why I kept some of the things that I wanted to, you know, survive our childhood, because he just tore up everything. I'll leave that sore spot now and say that my next guitar was given to me, and it had all the finish stripped off of it. There were frets in the neck, but there were no strings on it. And as I say, all the finish is gone. And that was given to me because I had a hard time with my, you know, blisters on my fingers and with that guitar. And I refinished it and everything, and I restrung it. It played, you know, decently enough. But it wasn't a fine instrument or anything. That was given to me by a neighbor friend who did the stripping of the finish. You know, that just killed it, of course. But I didn't know any different. And I got to get close to what it was like to work with an instrument like that. Not that I got any good at it, of course, because I didn't go down that path very often. And then when I graduated from college, Donna says, "We're going to go buy you a guitar. I wanted to give you something. And I know you love the guitar, and you don't have a decent one. Well, the one that I left out, maybe there's a reason for that, but the one that I left out was given to me by a friend who had a very low lottery number. Now, this goes back to Vietnam, and every kid our age at the time had to register with the lottery, the draft, and his was a low number and mine was a high number. He got to go to Vietnam and he did not come back. In the meantime, he gave me, for safekeeping, he gave me his guitar. And I still have that guitar. And I treasure it. Don't play it much. It's nylon string, classical, yes, nylon string guitar. So now let's jump back to the graduation present. That's probably the finest guitar that I will ever own. It's a Taylor cutaway. Gorgeous woods, and has increased in value every year I've owned it. And it's a six-string steel string guitar. So I've had a bunch of guitars along the way. I've never taken guitar lessons or anything, so I don't play all that well. Anyway, I'll be quiet and let you tell me about your guitars. KK4JBQ.
KBQ, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, again, awesome stories about those guitars. I'll try to make it short. I haven't had that many guitars, but probably the best guitar I had was when I graduated college. I got a Rickenbacker 620, which is a solid body electric, and it was just a beautiful guitar. I went to the store, picked it out. I'm like, that's what I wanted. And I sold it years later, stupidly. But it never jived with the type of music I played. I played more hard rock, blues, very heavy electric blues and stuff like that. And that guitar is more of a strummer, but I still wish I had it. And then I had my dad's, when he passed away, I got his Gibson Les Paul Studio, and it had a beautiful sound. It wasn't perfect, the neck was kind of thick, but that was a classic. But, I'm left with one guitar, and let me let this drop real fast. Playing for several years because I injured my hand, but I did keep the guitar, my first guitar I ever got, and I got it by, had two paper routes when I was about third grade, fourth grade, and back in the early 80s, and it was a black Squire Stratocaster, and it was early 80s when the Squire line was quite good, but since then I've sandblasted the finish off of it, and so it looks natural wood grain, and nothing's original. All the electronics are changed. All the pickups are changed. Neck is changed. So the only thing original on that thing is just the body itself. But years ago, I called it Old Faithful, and it's still in my possession.
Story. You know, something that's outstanding about that is that I only heard one name mentioned, but I have known, you know, other guitarists, and not everybody names their guitar. Some people do. Famously, I can't remember what its name is, but Woody Nelson names his guitars. He's got one. If you've ever seen him play, this guitar is so beat up. It's got a big old hole just off of the pick guard, you see. So his strumming is kind of wildish, and he's worn the wood right through, just below the pick guard. You know, where they don't put a pick guard, you get no guarding of the finish. And so for Willie, there's a big old hole in his guitar. But I've read something at some point 10, 15 years ago, I read that this guitar is named. This is how I got here. And I can't remember the name. And he had a professional luthier. Those are people who work on musical instruments, guitars, stringed instruments, to narrow it down a little bit. When Willie Nelson contracted to have his guitar repaired, it just needed repairs, you see. He was very careful to tell the luthier, I don't want you to fix that hole. Everybody looks for that hole. And they know that hole is, I'll just say, just a name. That's Nancy, you know. It's a female name. Back to what I was talking about, the planets earlier, and the cars and the boats. And people name inanimate objects ordinarily by female names. So John put me straight that the planets are not named after, they're named after Roman gods, I suppose. that they'll ever be known any differently, although Uranus is, no, it's, which one is it, the smallest one, Pluto, that got kicked out of the planet group, anyway. Well, this has been, and I didn't know we were going to go here. It's been an interesting chat. And it's great to learn some things about you, Duncan. That'll help me. It will. The more you know about somebody, the more real they become in what's left from talking on the radio or actually a handshake meeting or anything. The more you get to know somebody, the more likely you'll remember their name next time. There are tricks, and I'm one of those people that all my life I've been looking for tricks to help me remember things. Now I'm 74, and I'm losing the ability to represent myself with a sharp memory. I don't have a sharp memory anymore. But I can tell you that there's a word for it. The tricks that you can play on yourself to remember things. I can't remember what that word is. Maybe you can fill me in when you get your turn. But anyway, it's been nice. Really nice. Thank you. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, that was awesome, Rack, too, Larry. And like I said, yep, thanks for sharing all those stories. It has got me thinking about my old guitars and memories and the ones that got away. But anyway, fine talking to you. Hope to do it again soon. And unless you got anything to add, I'll see if there's any more check-ins. But first, I'll send it back to you.
I'll just look forward to the next time. I'll put it that way. And I feel the same way. You know, you talk about maybe we just reminded each other that we have these nice instruments that we ought to pay some more attention to. Here lately, I've just paid more attention to living things. My wife, of course, all these animals running around here. I spend probably 4 hours a day preparing food and all these, whether they're inside or outside the house, all these guys like my food. They come back to my restaurant, you put it that way. The truth is, as far as I know, I don't see anybody else feeding these creatures, and I've been hungry in my life. And so I understand what it's like. And I see these creatures that are all skinny and bare and just looking so ratty. That's not their fault. And it wouldn't be their fault if they were human. There are humans who have, you know, they found themselves on hard times. And I just got a special place in my regard for other creatures. Big or little, don't matter. I've taken care of horses. I've taken care of cats. When I was a little kid, I took care of a cricket for a while. It didn't last that long. Anyway, talk to you later. KK4JBQ 73.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV. Well, always good talking to you, and you're a good man for taking care of those animals, and I'll look forward to that, the next QSO. Yeah, we had a good one there, about 40, almost 50 minutes, but 7-3, Larry, always a pleasure. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we are still taking check-ins. If anybody's still out there listening wants to check in, call KO4JKV or Net Control. I think we just about got it. This is KU4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Stand by for my net report. Everybody for checking in. This is KU4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to say 7-3s and good night. KU4JKV clear.